Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, and welcome to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, the owner of Meraki Media Management. The End in Mind is a place where we come to share stories, tips, and strategies of many entrepreneurs, creatives, business owners, and just some people that aren't willing to live the traditional lifestyle. We talk about how to live outside of the box today and how to incorporate what really is important in your life to keep that end goal always in mind. Again, if you would like to reach out to me in any type of way, you can find me on Instagram at Meraki_media_management. And I hope to hear from you all soon. Thanks so much and enjoy our show. Welcome back to the End in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I'm really excited to introduce today's guest. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Julie.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
I know. This has been like a long time coming for our listeners. Dr. Julie and I work together on her marketing, but we also are just, honestly, I feel like soul sisters. We have so much in common. So I can't wait to just share with our audience like how you got into this line of work of advocacy and health and midwifery as well, if you would like to touch on that. But yeah, just tell us a little bit about your story before we dive in today.
Yeah, well, thank you. So I'm Dr. Julie Lynn. I've had a very interesting path into my career and what I do today as far as helping women with their health issues and their chronic pain and chronic symptoms. I was someone who definitely suffered from my own health issues for many, many, many years, particularly migraines. I was experiencing 15 to 18, sometimes more migraine days a month. And it was very debilitating, to say the least. And I'm a high achiever. I love to be doing things and I'm always looking to, you know, improve myself. And I love to just be doing. And when I was experiencing these migraines, it made it very difficult for me to keep up with my everyday tasks. And I was also a home birth midwife at the time. I'm very busy practice in Pennsylvania. And it was really difficult to be able to serve my clients in the way that I wanted to serve them when I wasn't feeling my best. It really got to the point when they started to become more frequent and more intense that I started to question what's really going on. Like, why was I experiencing these migraines? I would have conversation with my primary care provider and of course my specialist. And as many of you probably know and have had this experience as well, there was a lot of support around helping me figure out what was really going on, like the root cause. We talk a lot about root cause medicine, but I didn't feel like they really cared enough to help me see other ways of healing or introduce me to other ways of healing other than taking my medications. And I had very specific conversation with my primary care provider at one point. And I was like, there's got to be something else that I can do to help me not experience so many migraines a month. Like, there's got to be something other than taking the medication, because of course there's side effects to the medication. And even though my headaches would often be relieved by the medication I was taking, it wasn't enough that I felt good enough to function. Like, I was okay, but I wasn't my best. And I had a conversation with my headache specialist as well. And his response was basically like, yeah, many women suffer from migraines. This is probably going to, you know, be dealing with this at least until menopause. And if you're lucky during menopause, it may go away, or, you know, it may get worse. We don't really know until you get there. And that was not the answer I wanted to hear. I was like, no, that I'm not going to accept that. On top of the migraines, I had so many other symptoms. I had joint pain, joint swelling, digestive issues. I felt sick a lot after most meals I ate. The bloating and just the fatigue, the trouble concentrating, not feeling like I was motivated. That was another thing. And I was definitely not depressed, but I felt unmotivated a lot of the time. And I feel like that had a lot to do with the brain fog I was experiencing, as well as the chronic fatigue. So there was a lot of things that I was dealing with at the time, but I didn't realize how bad it was until I started healing. Basically, one day I just got fed up and sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time. And I started looking into ways to help me heal that were outside of the medical system. And at this point, I already had a PhD in integrative medicine. But I feel like in that training, even though it was a wonderful program, I got obviously a lot out of it. I feel like the real thing that I needed in that moment for myself was understanding the connection between the foods I was eating and how I was feeling. And when I started kind of doing some investigating into like root cause of migraines and things like that, a lot of information was coming up about loop and the link between chronic migraines and people who eat gluten. And this got me thinking, like, wow, how interesting is that? And I really didn't stop eating gluten at that point. It wasn't until I actually started my education with EFNA, which is the Integrative Functional Nutrition Academy. I started their program, and the first several lessons were all about gluten sensitivity, food intolerances, and how those links with chronic pain have been observed in different studies. And it was really a very pivotal moment for me, not only for my own healing journey, but I started to understand really how much control we have as healthcare consumers over our own health and wellness. And I started my own diet diary and mood journal at this point, because I was curious. And it was such a huge opportunity for me to see how the foods I ate every single day were actually influencing how I felt. And as a result, I removed gluten from my diet. I started a more anti-inflammatory diet all the way around. And I can tell you 4 or 5 years later, I am migraine free. I was able to get to the root of what was causing my symptoms, eliminate it. I haven't taken migraine medication pretty much since I started to remove gluten. One of the most light bulb moments for me too was when I went to my doctor and I said, hey, here's my diet diary and my mood journal. Here's the connections I've made. I really feel like I have a gluten sensitivity. And I believe that that's been what's been going on this whole time. I kid you not. She looked at me and she said, yeah, there's been some research that suggests that gluten can be an issue for some people with migraines. I had a conversation with her 2 months prior to like, what else can I do to make this go away and make this better? Never did she mention gluten sensitivity or gluten, nothing. There was nothing about diet. There was nothing about lifestyle. There was nothing about, sorry, this is just what, you know, this is the hand you've been dealt. So take your medication, basically, is how the conversation went at that point. So when I brought this up to her, she's like, yeah, there's been some research that suggests that it could be a problem for some people. And I just looked at her. I was like, well, why didn't you offer that information a couple months ago when we talked about this? And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, it can be a problem for some people, but it's not the problem for everybody. And I just sat back and looked at her, and there was this moment of like, why would that not be something that would be shared with? And I had this moment of like, how many of your clients, how many of your patients are experiencing this? And this is information that's not being provided that could be life-changing for somebody. And I even said to her, I was like, well, I really wish that this was a conversation we had, because I feel like it could have made a big difference a lot sooner. And I was very upset with her. I haven't been back to her since. That was like the last straw for me, because it really solidified this, you know, we feel like oftentimes doctors are there to give us the guidance and support that we need. And throughout the years following this situation for me and working with many women in the same situation, you know, unfortunately, doctors are not taught how to really help women who are experiencing chronic pain and chronic symptoms and chronic illness, but there's no diagnosis. There's no definitive scientific, you know, evidence that says this is what's wrong. There's a gap between a doctor's ability to really help you when you are unwell and the diagnosis. The beautiful sweet spot in between, I like to refer to this beautiful sweet spot, is the medical community really lacks the ability to help women in those situations. And this is something that I started to learn and really start to understand as I went through my journey, like I said, and working with other women in similar situations, the gap of I'm unwell and diagnosis. And what do we do to support women in the middle there? What do we do to help women get answers when there are no answers? And this is what I have really focused a lot of my work on in my practice, is helping women understand that you are more than the labs. You are more than the lack of, you know, understanding from your medical provider. And you can get real answers, but oftentimes that means stepping outside of the medical community. Because again, there's that gap between someone being unwell, how do we help them in diagnosis? And one thing that I really learned in my AFNA program was the link between the root of what's going on, the prevention medicine that's needed, and then also the multi-system dysfunction that's happening as a result of this unwellness, right? There's obviously a reason why you're unwell. Our body doesn't give us pain for the sake of giving us pain. Anybody who's been following me for a while, you know, I say, like, if you're having some sort of symptom, especially a chronic symptom, there's a reason for it. And we need to get to, you know, the root, if we can, to help you figure out what's going on. And I say the root when we can, because sometimes we don't get to the root. We don't understand why this started, because again, there's multi-system dysfunction. And what may have started this 10 years ago, at this point, there's so much dysfunction that has happened as a result that sometimes we don't get to the actual root of what happened, but we make, you know, improvements that help you feel better. And that's what's important at the end of the day, is really helping you heal your body. And I would like to help people do that before they get the diagnosis. This is where prevention medicine comes in, and helping you understand that you can do something to prevent that diagnosis when you're in what I call this sweet spot. And for many clients, they don't feel like it's a sweet spot, right? Because they're experiencing the symptoms and they're in it. They're in it, and it's really hard to see that as a positive. But I tell women all the time, thank God you haven't gotten a diagnosis yet. Let's see if we can prevent that diagnosis from ever happening. And that is the power of the work that I feel like I offer my clients, is helping you go from unwell to well and preventing chronic disease later.
I love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Because really, if we don't do something to stop that damage cycle that's happening in your body and those multi-system dysfunction, I promise you, eventually you're going to get a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to get a diagnosis. So if we can do something to make you feel better and hopefully prevent that from happening, then it's a win-win for everybody.
Definitely. And it's interesting that it's sad, like for me, every time we talk, it's sad to hear that the medical system isn't looking at prevention medicine. But I think what's beautiful is that you provide this gap in the market to be able to empower women to get back in touch with their body. And that's what I love about your story, is you took your health into your own hands. And a lot of my listeners know, like in my own experience, which I've shared with you as well, I had to do that too. And
right.
It's very uncomfortable. And I remember being really scared to go into the doctor's office and explain to them, like, no, I'm not going to take your advice because I need to figure out what's happening now. You know, like, I don't want to wait for 3 months for me to come back around and you're going to tell me that I have another high blood pressure diagnosis and then I need to get on medication because it's been too long now. And I was so young too, like to get on blood pressure medication at 25, I'm like, I'm going to be on this for the rest of my life. That's really scary for me. And what I realized was it was stress inflammation, which is basically what you're saying, you know, the inflammation in the body when you're just ignoring. It may be emotional. It could be situational, like yourself with maybe an allergy, you know, it could be so many different things. And
could be so many different things. Yes.
Yeah. Like that you provide this safe space for women to explore and get curious about it and kind of take away the fear from having these conversations with our doctors. That's what I think is so beautiful about what you provide to women.
Right, right. Becoming strong advocates for ourselves and really, like you said, tapping into our body's inner health wisdom. That is something that I love to talk about that. I love to bring that to my clients' experience because we're not in touch with our bodies the way we should be. In today's society, we are not encouraged at all to follow our body and the guidance that our body has to help us. We're not encouraged as a society, as women, to do that. Most spiritual women do, but when you look at the society as a whole, we are not encouraged to follow our own inner wisdom, our own inner guidance, our own intuition. Oftentimes, when we're told or we say that we have a feeling about something or we know something's not right, people poo-poo that. You know, a lot of times people don't acknowledge that as a valid reason or concern or something that we should be paying attention to. We're often told as women that's not something that really exists. And part of my mission is to help women understand that our bodies are so incredibly wise. I've seen it as a midwife a million times over, how incredibly wise our bodies are, especially when it comes to labor and birth. And hey, when you don't meddle, things work out really well. And when we allow our bodies to just do what they need to do, it's a really beautiful thing. And taking that experience from watching so many women give birth naturally at home, unmedicated, unmessed around with, just let it be what it needs to be. And really taking that and bringing that into the experience that I offer my clients in this container and helping them understand that they really do know, you know, they really can use their bodies as guides, their symptoms as guides, to really help them get to what is going on and help them take steps to heal. And, you know, again, that can be a number of different things. Like you pointed out, saying it doesn't necessarily need to be a food sensitivity or intolerance. I like to tell people that it could be even in something that they're exposed to on their, you know, everyday routine. You know, if they're, you know, we've talked before about, you know, issues with the skin and how people could be using something that's irritating their skin, but they don't realize that. They just notice, oh, I'm itchy, or, oh my, I'm breaking out on my face. And it's sometimes the simplest thing that we can, you know, find and remove that makes all the difference. Like, you know, for me, for example, like the gluten, like if somebody would have told me that I could eliminate my migraines, my bloating, my swelling, my fatigue, my brain fog, my joint pain and swelling just by eliminating gluten, like who's not going to do that, right? Like, why would we not do that? And it's sometimes I find the simplest things that make the biggest improvements and impact. And how powerful is that?
I mean, that in itself is like so endearing and exciting. And like the women that you're speaking about as well as yourself, like we are high achieving women. We want to be present with our families, with our clients, grow our business. And we don't want to be told that like forever and ever we'll just be foggy brained, you know, on some level. That is right. So doomsday. Like, it's kind of scary, you know?
It is.
And yeah. I think, again, like, you're empowering us to find that there is a solution, that it can be simple, that it doesn't have to be so complex, that maybe even some of us that are feeling called to, you know, find out what the root cause is to eliminate, you know, medication. Maybe you like the medication. Like, you work with your clients on so many different levels and you hold space for them in a conventional medical space and also in the unconventional. And I think that, again, that's what's the beauty of the bridging of the gap here, because I don't hear people like yourself talking about this at all or empowering.
Right. I think you bring up a very important point. I think there's a time and place for medicine. Absolutely. Sometimes we can't go off our medication and that's okay, but maybe we can do something to prevent the damage that's happening from continuing to happen and get worse where we're being put on more medication. So sometimes it's not about, you know, taking somebody off meds, but helping support their body function more optimally. And that's another point I wanted to bring up about normal labs. I work with women around their labs, and oftentimes they're experiencing these chronic symptoms, but their labs are normal. Well, let me just say, your labs can be normal all day long, but are they optimal for you? Just because you have normal labs does not mean that there's not something going on that needs to be addressed. So I think that's another important thing to consider when you're sitting at your doctor's office and you're explaining your symptoms and you're trying to get answers and your doctor's like, well, everything looks normal. I don't know what to tell you, right? Here's your antidepressant. I think you're depressed. I think you're working too much. Here's a pill that will help you. But it's not really addressing the problem, because the problem isn't depression. The problem is that your labs are normal, but they're not optimal. And there's so many things that we can do to help support you in that space, again, preventing that diagnosis later. And one example I can give real quick about that would be somebody who is experiencing all the classic symptoms of a sluggish thyroid.
Yes.
Right? How many women come to me and say, oh, I think it's something to do with my thyroid. You know, I got all the symptoms, and they do, but their labs are normal. Yeah. Their labs are on the low side of normal. Right?
Yeah.
Couple more months, maybe even a year, they won't be so normal. So what can we do in that situation to help support the thyroid to get it back into that medium normal space where it probably was a year or two ago, maybe even 3 years ago, to where you feel better? Let's see, we're also preventing that hypothyroid diagnosis later, because eventually, if you continue to allow that sluggish thyroid to be sluggish, eventually it's going to be not normal labs. And now you've got that diagnosis when all you need is some extra support to help you feel better and get those labs back up to a higher normal range, which is probably more optimal for you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like so exciting, you know, that there's solutions to our mm-hmm. problems. And that's what I love chatting with you about. It's endearing. It's like, wow, again, it's not doomsday. It can be solved. Like there is a solution. And even if your doctor is not providing that for you, like with the listeners, if you are experiencing these comments, please reach out to Dr. Julie. I'm going to let her share how to connect with you all, which you should definitely follow her on social media. At the very least, you will learn something, you know, but definitely DM her as well. Your questions, because if this is a real problem, you know, when Dr. Julie and I met, they're one of our lovely connections, Cassandra, shout out Cassandra. We love her. She's also been on the show.
We love her.
She's the best branding expert ever. We love her. And that was one of our commonalities, that we both had this experience in our health and that we had to become our own advocates and that we had to take it into our own hands. And I have not spoken with a lot of women that are vulnerable enough to share their stories. So if you are holding this close to your heart, maybe you're afraid to talk about it. Health can be scary to talk about. You know, we're fearful that something might be wrong or there's something worse at hand. And reach out to Dr. Julie. She will give you peace of mind. She can connect you with the right people. So thank you so much for being here and sharing our story with everybody today.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much. This was so much fun. And yeah, you can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook at Dr. Julie Lynn. I am also on my website is, you can also find me on my website over at www.drjulielynn.info. And anytime you feel like sending me a DM to get more information about my programs and offerings, please feel free. I'm going to be starting, I'm really excited to announce this, but I'm going to be starting a membership coming in the next, hopefully month and a half. I'm still trying to put it all together, but you can find a link in my bio to sign up for the wait list for that. It's going to be a monthly call and topic of the month, as well as some other little good tidbits on how you can help improve your health and wellness through diet, lifestyle. We're going to talk about all things health and wellness in this group. So if you're looking for a way to kind of start to just tiptoe or gently get introduced into the different things that could be going on with your health and wellness, this is definitely a good group for you. So I would love to invite you to join the waiting list for that. It'd be really an honor to have you. The other thing that's coming up that's going to be new is I'm revamping my podcast. It's currently the Health Creatrix podcast, but we're going to be changing the branding and everything for that to She Who Heals podcast, which I'm very excited about that. So that's going to be coming in the next couple of months as well. So lots of good things coming that is going to really help me better support my community. And I'm very excited about it. So come on over, follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Dr. Julie Lynn. So you guys can get all the updates on things that are happening.
Perfect. Yes. And for our multitasker listeners, I know there's many of you, all of the links are below for you to connect with Dr. Julie in the show notes, or feel free to send me a DM and I will connect you with Dr. Julie personally. Thanks so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to The End in Mind. I would like to remind you all, if you haven't yet reached out to me on Instagram, we are at Meraki_media_management. It will be in our show notes as well. If you would like to reach out to me, we always offer free coaching through Instagram based around our Instagram training and our business Instagram practices. If you need any type of support, please do not hesitate to reach out to me there. And we also offer several different types of consulting and training packages if you're looking for a little bit more in-depth tips. So thank you all for listening in. And of course, I want you all to keep the end in mind as you continue with your day and or work week. Have a great week, and I will see you all next time.